1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government this morning reports on spring quarter gross domestic product growth, how much the economy expanded.
The survey of economists by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal says today's report should show the economy grew at an annual pace of 2.2%, down from the 3.4% reading the quarter before. That would indicate the economy is slowing a bit, but consumers are still spending at a healthy rate.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A Las Vegas jury convicted former local politician Robert Tellis of murdering investigative journalist Jeff German, blaming him for his political demise. The jury sentenced Tellis to life in prison with parole possible after 20 years. January 6th insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say the Kentucky electrician communicated with other right-wing extremists while they were all assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. This is ABC News. A flight they won't soon forget. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
The United Airlines Boeing 737-900 was flying from Cancun to Chicago when over Louisiana the plane hit severe turbulence. The pilots diverted to Memphis. United says the plane hit a short period of turbulence. At least six people were hurt, all with minor injuries. Paramedics met the plane when it landed in Memphis. One person went to a hospital. There were 182 people on board. United says it happened while the seatbelt sign was on. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Separately, labor pains in the friendly skies. The union representing flight attendants at United announced that 99.99% of the membership voted to authorize a strike. First time in 20 years they've done so. After walking away from federally mandated negotiations, the union will ask for a 30-day cooling-off period, setting a potential strike deadline. And, of course, Congress and the president could stop or stall a strike. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden is coming back to the Badger State. He'll be here next Thursday, although details haven't been announced yet. He'll focus on the economy and his administration's record working for middle-class Americans. This will be his first visit to Wisconsin since stepping down from the race and endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris. And it's a long-term problem for Wisconsin public schools. Enrollment is dropping. It's been happening for years now. Education leaders are quick to point out that when enrollment drops, costs per student actually go up. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
A big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said the roster's talent made it difficult to make cuts.
This is a really tough, 3-4 days for everybody involved. it's not easy to go through this process and make these decisions. But more importantly, you got a lot of young men in there that have put a ton of work into this. And to kind of have to, you know, tell them you don't want to move on, but just by rules, you have to. And so it's really tough.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow morning, then clearing by tomorrow afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 80. Much better for the weekend. Sunny, comfortable temperatures right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Thursday, so we're talking all things sports balls with Paul Noonan and then weather and wine with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. That is totally me. Big time dump trash talker. Welcome to Nightlight, everybody. It's great to have you here on this Wednesday. We are halfway through the week, and we have a long weekend in sight. So thank you for joining us here tonight. We're going to hopefully help you unwind a little bit after your long day of looking busy at work or talking politics or sitting in traffic. Whatever the case may be, whatever your day was like, it's great to have you here. And let's talk about some of the things that unite us and connect us, like movies and TV and comedy. An ice cream. What? Where'd I get that from? And maybe some sports, some pop culture. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. We got a great show for you tonight. We are broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing at our WGBW studios. I will be doing the show from Madison next Tuesday night. That's always fun. We're trying to line up some good in-studio guests. We've had great luck with music guests whenever we've been in Madison. That's a great music town. So we'll see what we can line up for next Tuesday. But tonight, we are kicking it in Green Bay. Conrad, as always, is riding shotgun, ready to take your texts and your calls. How are we doing on those phone lines, Conrad?
Well, it's in progress.
It's in progress. Okay. We still have one, though?
Right now, yes.
All right. So if there's an emergency, we are screwed if we have a caller.
I mean, we could use our personal phone if there's an emergency.
It's not the same.
You want to use a studio phone.
Really want to use a studio phone. Almost hoping for a tragedy so that we have to call 911 on the landline. I don't even have a landline anymore. Do you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's a landline.
I don't remember though. I think.
My folks have a landline. And you know what? I'm glad they do because it's easy to get a hold of them. And they live kind of by the water. I get spotty. So, all right. I'm glad they have a landline. I have no use for a landline though.
Yeah, definitely not.
Got a great show for you tonight. Joining me at 7:35 is our old pal, Brian Kelly. Brian is the producer of the Maggie Dawn Show here at Civic Media that you can hear every day. Great show. He fills in a lot and he co-hosts quite a bit. Just a very engaging guy and a really good actor too. So Brian will be along. We're going to talk a little bit about pizza. I'm sure Brian is going to have an acting story for us. He always has great stories. And we'll talk cult classic movies because at 8:35 tonight, we have a director here named Bill Rabane, who is going to talk about his own cult classic, The Giant Spider Invasion. And I just watched it about 2 months ago, and it was really kind of cool. I mean, the effects for like 1975, I think it was, really kind of fun to watch. And I like that, like, the film starts with something happening in space, and something going to Earth and the spiders come out and they're little and they grow. That to me is more realistic than an actual alien coming down to Earth. It reminded me a little bit of the invasion of the body snatchers, about how little plant particles fall on Earth and get in gardens and stuff and take over people. That very realistic and kind of believable. And, you know, the giant spider invasion has its campy moments, but I did like that aspect of it. So we'll talk to Bill Rebane. Thoughts, Conrad? You still here?
Rebane.
I like to call him Rebane. It sounds cooler, don't you think?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like rebate.
That's a, who doesn't love a rebate? I mean, the guy's 87. Do you think he changed his name at this point?
No.
Probably not. But a legendary cult classic director, Bill Rebane, or Rebane, will be here tonight at 8:35. And our old pal Craig Kinnett will be here too. Craig works with Bill. They're putting out a really cool presentation of that movie soon in Waiwega. Craig will be here to talk about that and join the discussion with Bill. So that'll be a lot of fun at 8:35 tonight on Nightlight. We had what is this? National Crackers Over the Keyboard Day? What the hell is that?
Do you see how many question marks I put on there?
Yeah, like what the what does that mean?
So I was on the website and it literally was just someone eating crackers over a keyboard. I'm like, why?
That's
the worst thing you could do to a keyboard.
Yeah.
Especially if you have like those sticky keys. They'll get in there.
Right. Yeah,
I don't get why that's a day and why would someone do that?
It's also flip-flop day.
Did you wear your flip-flops?
I do own a pair of flip-flops, but I'm not a flip-flop guy per se. I feel like if you wear flip-flops or sandals, man, you better have great looking feet. That's just my own personal. I know I might be on an island there because a lot of people wear them. You go to the grocery store and it's like, whoa, Frodo, put some shoes on. Some people should not wear flip-flops. And yeah. I'll wear them around the house, but people don't need to see my feet. Isn't that kind of a personal thing?
See, okay. I definitely agree with you. I was at the Packers practice last week.
Yeah.
And it gets pretty packed in there. They pack it pretty tight to get everyone in there.
Sure.
And a guy right next to my buddy and I had one of those dad sandals on, you know, like the brown ones.
Yeah. Whoa. Throwback.
I almost like, I was gagging because I saw how bad his nails were.
It's awful.
It was so gross. I was like, why do you need to show those? Put some socks on.
You don't.
Put some shoes on. And just do that.
And you know, that's what it's come to. Like, I feel like if you're doing something in your life that doesn't hurt other people, big deal, go for it. And I think people wear flip-flops or sandals like that don't think it affects other people. But you're wrong.
Hey, we got a text on the text line. That's pretty funny.
Is
there a website people can consult before they leave the house with flip-flops?
Oh, that's a great, oh my gosh.
And then they asked if you're foot shaming.
I am foot shaming, and I'm a proud foot shamer. No, actually, I have pretty decent feet. I'm not saying they're my best feature, but I still won't wear flip-flops. I just don't know that people want to look at my feet. Again, if I'm at home or I'm grilling myself, fine. But I'm not going to try to distract the Packers with my Frodo feet. That's just horrible. So it is also, I thought this was interesting, Digestive Health Day. Do you practice good digestive health?
I don't know what it means to practice it good.
Do you eat enough fiber and roughage and vegetables and fruits?
Then maybe not.
Okay.
I don't know if I get enough fiber, but over fiber can be bad too.
True. We should have a contest.
Who can eat more fiber?
One of these days we should just wolf down like fiber and like we'll have to have a co-host on stage.
Yes.
And a co-producer.
Exactly.
Speaking of Digestive Health Day, this I found was interesting. Have you ever wondered what animals pass gas? I'm not an earthy guy. There have been maybe, I could count on one hand the amount of times I've talked about a toilet or gas on this show. But I found this interesting. Hyenas, manatees, dogs, bobcats, American cockroaches all pass gas like humans. Even some fish like the herring, although they use it more to communicate.
That's why they smell so bad. All right.
What is communicate? Don't go over there. I just passed gas. That's communicating. Most birds do not. No, they just crap on you outright.
Yep.
And neither do most amphibians, including frogs. Bats don't, possibly because they digest their food so quickly. And neither do sloths. What a weird thing to add on to that report. Like someone's reading this going, but what about sloths?
They need to know, Pete.
I know. I guess so. That was kind of interesting, I thought. So, all right. So there you go. Some animals pass gas. We break all the big stories here on Nightlight. And we do have a, we're getting to tonight's question. We are inching toward the finish line. We're going to talk a little bit about pizza. A list came out and there were several Wisconsin places listed in the top pizza places or top pizzerias in America or Midwest. You said they were.
It looked like most it was Midwest because okay. All the cities. Yeah.
So our question tonight is, what is your favorite pizza topping? And, you know, if you want to say sausage or pepperoni, that's fine. Obviously, cheese. I don't think we need to say cheese or even sauce, tomato sauce. But I know some people don't like tomato sauce. But what is your favorite pizza topping? And I'm going to think outside the box. I'm not going to say the typical. I like sausage. I like pepperoni. My favorite pizza topping, and you don't get it everywhere, is fresh garlic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know why more places don't have that. I always get easy sauce or light sauce. Sometimes this is funny. A couple of places I've asked for easy sauce, and they go, I don't think we have that. I'm like, no, dude, it's not like a brand. It's not like Ragu. I just want like light. So I say light sauce now, but because I got myself into trouble. But and then pack that baby with garlic.
Okay.
So that's my favorite pizza topping.
I will
a little offbeat.
I will say mine. I order this every single time now is mushrooms.
Really?
I love mushrooms on pizza. Yes. Actually, just that's my go-to veggie, to be honest.
That's so interesting because I like mushrooms too, but they don't really stand out as a taste. Like, you know, I like their consistency, but I wouldn't say, oh, they're delicious.
I love the consistency.
Like yeah.
Well, especially when they're grilled right, though. When they're grilled right, they taste so good on it.
Okay. That's fair. Mushrooms for Conrad, garlic for me. What is your favorite pizza topping? That is tonight's Nightlight question of the night. 555, not 555. That's the fake number they give you on TV. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what your favorite pizza topping is. And you can say the meats, you know, those are all great. Some people just like meat. I like to mix it up a little bit, maybe some onions, garlic. I'm not a fun person to be around after I eat pizza. I will admit that. But I do love me some garlic on pizza. So we'll do that. We'll read some text too. What else we got? We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Yes, we do. We should start a birthday listener club, Conrad. Honestly, like the McDonald's birthday. Don't you think that would be fun? Like talk about, you know, celebrate Sherry from Horicon's birthday or Ross yeah. from Crawford County or Robert from McFarland. Yeah, there's some good birthdays today. We'll talk about those. I don't know. Ted Lasso's coming back. Yellowstone might be coming back. We got a lot of stuff to discuss. And Brian Kelly is here at 7:35 and Bill Rabane at 8:35. That's a fun show, folks. A little showbiz, a little comedy, some pizza. We're mixing it up here, and it's great to have you with me on Nightlight tonight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I love her. I love her.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
you should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So I got here tonight and I was parking in the garage that they provided us parking with. And there was a girl stuck, a minivan stuck, couldn't get into the garage. And there's two lanes that go into the garage. She was taking up one of them. And I was waiting. I didn't see anybody in the car. So she comes and she says, you know, you might want to leave. I'm having trouble with this machine. And I had to go get cash. Well, the machine doesn't take cash. So it turned into this whole big ordeal. And I went and parked my car. I went in the other driveway, parked my car. And I still saw her struggling. And, you know, I went over and I said, do you need to call somebody or are you stuck? And she said, yeah, I'm stuck. She couldn't back out. Like the lane was too narrow and it curved. And I said, well, I got a couple minutes. I said, why don't you back out and I'll kind of direct you. She was just a hopeless case. She kept hitting the curb. First it was with the front tire. Then it was with the back tire. Then I thought she was going to take out the machine. I was worried about my own safety. And, you know, I went back to when my daughter got her license and she had some issues, but, you know, she rallied and she's a fine driver now, but I thought, all right, I gotta help this person. So, I'm not kidding, Conrad, after about 5 minutes, I said, do you want me just to back your car out for you? She's got this minivan. She's probably like 22 driving a minivan. And she goes, yeah, would you please? So I put my stuff down. She could have taken my stuff and took off. It could have been a scam, but I trusted my spider senses. And that is not an easy driveway to back out in. I consider myself a pretty good driver. I used to parallel park an 18-foot van when I was younger. Don't ask me what I had the van for. I was driving kids around at a kids' club, and me and the other coaches would have to sometimes, we like would draw straws to see who had to park this behemoth. So anyway, I backed the thing out, and the van kind of smelled like cats. It had a weird smell, but I'm okay. And I backed it over, and she got out, but that was 20 minutes. And this poor thing, I don't know what's going on over there. I got stuck there once too, but... I mean, if push comes to shove, you drive over the curb. Who cares, right? But look like she's driving like her grandma's minivan or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was that hard to back out of it.
Are you a good... No, wait a minute. You told me you can't parallel park, so I don't think you're one to...
All right, Pete. That happens. That happened when I just turned 16.
Oh, that was that long ago?
Yes.
Okay. Can you parallel... But you... Well, now, come clean. Do you parallel park now?
Oh, no.
Okay. So it stayed with you. All right. Fair enough.
It's a horror story, Pete.
It's that bad. That might be something that comes in handy. You might want to look into that and see if you can. There's probably a class you can take.
Well, I have a small car, so it's pretty easy to get out. And, you know.
What's the driving test? You were going to tell me the story about your driving test. That was kind of went south, too.
Yeah. I was pretty eager to get out on the road because I was one of the first people in my grade to turn 16.
They were all counting on you.
I failed them. Well, I was good at everything, but the one thing that I was nervous about was the parallel parking.
Sure.
And I asked the instructor, do I have to parallel park? That's where I messed up.
Just asking?
I shouldn't have asked that.
Oh, no. Like he docked you just for asking?
No, that was before the test started.
Okay.
I was nervous if I had a parallel park or not. So I asked him if I had to.
Now, am I going to have to drive this car on the test?
Am I going to have to turn it on?
Son, yeah.
So, yeah, we get to where I need a parallel park.
Oh, dear.
And instead of going backwards, I went forwards.
Oh, and you were looking back and you went forward.
Yes.
And he didn't, like, warn you. Because you've got his life in your hands. Was he like waiting? Oh, this kid's going to screw up and it's going to be great. No, you could die.
Well,
he had to have seen what you were doing.
It happened so quick that I don't know if it you know.
That was probably part of the problem.
So I went forward into a guy's car and took off his front bumper. And had to go to the guy. He was very nice. He said, that car sucks anyways.
You hit the absolute right car.
I did.
The guy could have like taken your head off, you know?
Yeah, he was very, very relaxed about
Chicks
it.
Chicks love that car.
And
that's so funny.
So that's how I failed my driver's test the first time.
All right. Well, listen, it happens. You've gotten over it. I see you driving now and you seem like a fine driver.
Yeah, well, I mean, it took me, you know, 8 times.
No.
I'm just kidding. I passed the next one. I had to wait a while for it to, I think I had to wait like another 2 months or something like that.
Yeah. I hope to God you have to parallel park out here one day when I'm in the studio and I can watch
you. Can just
you,
watch me.
And I'm going to record it.
Oh, he went forward again.
Yeah, that was, and then the joke will be on me because it'll be my car in front of you and you'll crack into that one.
That will be the thing. That'll be the only time I'll parallel park is when I see your car.
I hope so. I trust you that much. Here's a note I wrote. I'm always thinking about trying to think about stuff to talk about on the air to open the show. And I wrote COVID smell. And it was like, there's a great Seinfeld episode where he writes something down. And he can't remember what the heck it means. Like, what would COVID smell? Why would that be funny?
You lost your smell?
Well, maybe you lost your sense of smell. That's not funny though. But here's the other thing. I like when Conrad has stuff that he can contribute to the opening segment or two. And you have another, you have another thing.
Well,
this
yeah.
cracks me up. Yeah, you've been getting birthday messages all day.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's not my birthday, but
right?
The phone number I have now used to be Dalton's, and it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Dalton, wherever you are.
Is he a good kid, you think?
I don't know.
You have no idea who this person is.
No.
And read the text he got.
So I woke up this morning, and I got a text at 6 a.m., happy birthday, sunshine. Love you lots. Have a great day. I was like, wait, it's not my birthday.
I am sunshiny, but I don't understand.
And the other ones were like, you know, Menards or those type of places being like, here's your $5 birthday gift, Dalton.
Yeah, Menards. We're offering you 11% rebate for your birthday. No, you do that all the time anyway.
So happy birthday, Dalton.
Okay. That's awesome. And happy birthday to you, Conrad. Just enjoy Dalton's birthday, I guess.
I guess that's all.
I'm saying. Go to Chuck E. Cheese, get yourself a slice.
I haven't tried. Maybe I can use
ball.
The 5% off now.
Why not? So we have from the 310, we read the foot shaming text. Is there a website? We read that one too. And then, that's JB Thompson, my new friend. JB, how you doing, buddy? JB, you got to explain to me why you have a 310 area code, because I have a California area code too. We were talking about this before the show. You don't give up your cell phone number. That's like your social security number. Because
yes.
People can always find you. That's why I was surprised when you said, I have a new cell number. Like, unless you're wanted by the cops or the mob or something, I don't know why you change your...
Well, I just kept getting those scam calls and I was sick of it.
Well, they're going to find you either way, buddy. I mean,
they're coming
after you. So Steve in Florida says, fresh jalapenos is a great addition to any deluxe pizza. I totally agree with you.
Yes.
Steve, that is a great one. In fact, I'd probably go jalapenos if I didn't say garlic. Conrad's mom checks in and says, every time my mom and I got pizza together, it was pepperoni, mushrooms, and black olives. That is why Conrad loves mushrooms on pizza.
Probably. I can't do black olives, though.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm with you there. Robert from McFarland says, I'd have to say bacon is probably my favorite pizza topping. Man, that's a good one, too. Why do I do these food questions? I'm fasting right now. I'm ready to eat this microphone. Robert also says there is a pizza place in Madison called Sal's, and they have a bacon and date pizza that you will love when you're in Madison on Tuesday. Very nice. 10 North Livingston, Madison. Livingston Street in Madison. Thank you, Robert. We'll get some more texts coming up. Brian Kelly's up next, folks. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government this morning reports on spring quarter gross domestic product growth
how much the economy expanded.
The survey of economists by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal says today's report should show the economy grew at an annual pace of 2.2%, down from the 3.4% reading the quarter before. That would indicate the economy is slowing a bit, but consumers are still spending at a healthy rate.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A Las Vegas jury convicted former local politician Robert Tellis of murdering investigative journalist Jeff German, blaming him for his political demise. The jury sentenced Tellis to life in prison with parole possible after 20 years. January 6th insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say the Kentucky electrician communicated with other right-wing extremists while they were all assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to revive President Joe Biden's latest student debt relief program. Under the plan, borrowers could pay back 5% of their income instead of 10%. Lawsuits were filed after the plan was announced. The Supreme Court says some of those suits must be resolved in lower courts. And 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools get special education services, but school districts only get funding for 30% of expenses for their kids with disabilities. Teachers and administrators have long called this unfair. Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It only makes sense that there would be no sequel to a movie called It Ends With Us. But it's a strong possibility as stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni appear to be feuding, according to Variety. The Insider Mag claims that inside sources say there is no way to salvage the relationship between the two actors. Complicating things is the fact that Baldoni directed the film and Lively produced the film. Baldoni owns the rights to both of Colleen Hoover's books, It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us. Seems like the first one should be the sequel. Am I the only person who likes the Kelce brothers but has also had enough of them? Thanks to Amazon, they are not going anywhere and are about to become a lot richer. According to Variety, Travis and Jason Kelce just signed a $100 million deal with Amazon's Wondery, which gives them exclusive rights to the brothers Kelce's New Heights podcast for the next 3 years. Meaning all that money they make playing football and that Travis will make doing buddy cop films is pretty much just walking around money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow morning, then clearing by tomorrow afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 80. Much better for the weekend. Sunny, comfortable temperatures right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters. Showing up.
I mean, it's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, and director Sean Hannish joins the show to talk about his documentary, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Silent J is checking in on the stream, watching on Facebook. Nothing makes me happier than when people watch the radio. I absolutely love it. He says, hey, Pete, thanks for the happy birthday. You got it, Silent J. Congrats in your new endeavors, buddy. And he also says, meat lover's pizza. He's going with the meat. And kind of vague, Jay. I guess that just means he'll take any kind of meat on a pizza, which a lot of people are like that. Jim from Appleton says, I knew there would be one in the bunch. He says, now I get to start an argument. My absolute favorite pizza topping is pineapple, followed closely by artichoke hearts. Artichoke hearts I can dig. I don't know.
Pretty good,
pineapple.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like pineapple, just not on pizza. I'm not going to not eat it because I feel like I'm being more healthy if I do, but.
I actually like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, you're not going to get an argument here, Jim. That's fine. It's immoral. But it's fine. All right. So at 8:35, Bill Rebane will be here. He is the director of the Giant Spider Invasion, the cult classic. And Bill is 87 years old, and he has agreed to come on the show. I can't wait to talk to him. But right now, we are going to meet a man half Bill's age and a mountain of muscle and a whole lot of handsome. He joins us now. He is the co-host, sometime co-host for Maggie Dawn. And he produces her show and does a great job, and he's a very accomplished actor. Brian Kelly joins us now. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you feeling, man?
Good, dude. I like the mustache.
Thanks. I grew it myself.
I figured you did. You've got that kind of talent. And the soul patch? Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's there for a while. It's a little Frank Zappa-y for me, but
totally.
I like it.
I love
it. It's a little Frank Zappa meets, Elliot Gould.
Oh, Elliot Gould. I can see that. How are you, buddy? You having a good night?
I'm doing well, man. Having a good time. You know, the kid just went across the street. I was like, great, I don't have to tell you to be quiet. Unfortunately, the dog will have to sometimes jump in.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time, man.
How old is your child, if I may ask?
She is 12.
Okay. I dropped my daughter off at college tonight, Brian, and I'm so envious of you right now because you still have 6 years. Enjoy every second. That's so cool.
I am, and I'm 6'5", and she now touches my chin.
Oh, wow. At 12?
At 12.
She play volleyball?
She wants to try out. She's okay. She's getting into... See, here's the thing, is that she does gymnastics, and she does tumbling and a lot of cheerleading and stuff. And she can do push-ups, but like handstand push-ups.
Oh, wow.
So she's super strong. She's wiry, but super strong. And she has no idea that she is. So when she plays basketball, I'm like, you know, you can move everyone, right? She's like, I don't know. I just want to be friends with everyone. But yeah, she's starting to get that killer instinct in her, which is kind of cool.
That's tough because you're a very big guy. You're 6'5", and you're pretty, I don't think most people would mess with you, but you have a 12-year-old girl in your house who could probably take you.
Yeah, probably. Eventually. Also, the size, don't let the size fool you. As long as you last 30 seconds against me, you're probably got me because I can't run or move. Or, I get tired easily.
At some point, cardio comes into play.
Well, think about physics, My wingspan's almost 7 feet. My arms, like, I'm 335 pounds, right? My hands, by the way, they're like hams. But they're like, I can touch all four sides of a piece of paper, right? So
that's like a Wilson baseball glove you just showed me.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of it right there. And they're, it's sausage fingers. So my thing is like, if I do this, I'm burning like 4,000 calories every time I do it. It's physics. It's the fulcrum and the lever. And at the end of the lever is this ham that I'm lifting. So.
Excellent use of the word fulcrum. I have not heard that word in 30 years. I don't even know exactly what it means. It's the point something bends, right, or something.
Yeah, it's in the if you're looking at a seesaw,
yeah,
the middle point, that's your fulcrum.
Fulcrum. I have to use that word in conversation more. I love it.
Hey, you know what? I'm an engineer and an actor.
That's right.
Only one of which I was trained for.
So how are you digging your gig? Maggie Dawn does such a great show every day here at Civic Media. Her show is informative. It's fun. She's great to listen to. You're great to listen to with her. Are you took over producing, but now you're on the air a lot too. Do you like that? And what's going on with the show?
I really like it because I've fancied myself as I'm not a really good number one. Okay. Like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not self-deprecating. I like myself, and I think I'm pretty awesome. But I found, like, in performance and in things like that, I'm a really good number two.
Okay.
Like, if you were to take me, I kind of fancy myself as a Samwise Gamgee meets Chewbacca kind of guy. Like, I'm your best friend, the guy you want in the cockpit with you. I'll make your show that much better type of guy. Nice. And I found that that's really good because, one, I don't want to have to lead the whole thing every time. And two, Maggie's really well prepared and really, really intelligent. And it's great because we're both polyglots. So we like stuff and we like learning about new things and we like learning about pretty much everything. And we can talk on almost any subject without really worrying that the other one isn't going to keep up, which is nice.
Conrad,
plus it's fun because she's a lawyer and she says lawyery stuff, and I'm just a regular dude, so I get to go and kind of sprinkle in some salt and pepper around her wonderful.
Well, you're a regular dude. What am I? I've had to Google two words you've used already. What's polyglots? Conrad, get the Google ready.
Someone who likes just an enjoyer of things. Someone who knows a lot about a lot of things. It's like
I got the poly. You know,
it's kind of like Matt. It's someone who kind of like, you know, is a jack of all trades but master of none type of thing.
Okay,
you know, that type of thing.
I'm a master of nothing, and I'm only a jack of one thing, and that's it. Oh, very limited, okay. But I've managed to all parlay right. It into a radio show here at Civic Media. So.
You should play more euchre then, my friend.
I don't know what that means, Conrad. Google euchre. I don't get that either.
Never played euchre.
Never played euchre. I know.
Wow, the jacks are very very prominent in that. They call them bowers.
Oh, I love it. I know. I need to learn how to play that, and I need to learn how to play cribbage. These great Wisconsin card games.
You can play with the governor.
Games.
The governor loves playing euchre all the time. He's got a regular standing game.
You think I could get my way into that game?
I believe in you, Pete.
Okay, fair enough. Do you get energized talking politics this time of year, or does it exhaust you?
I got to tell you, I was exhausted and crabby and angry, and I had a lot of baggage, personal and or professional-wise. And then I went to the DNC. And I had a catharsis, religious experience. And I can't tell you, like, there wasn't, like, some specific thing or one day where I was like, oh, my stuff is gone. But I'm going to liken this to you've seen Spider-Man Far From Home, the last one with all the different villains that come in and all the different Spider-Men that come in. Well, they had at one point they cured Dr. Octopus, and it seems like he had a broken chip in the back of his head, right? And they put a brand new chip in for him. And all of the evil voices in his head were just gone. And it was silent. And that's the best analogy I can make for what happened to me last week, is that it was so positive and uplifting. And it just, I can't tell you it would be the same if Biden was still in. But the energy now with politics is just different.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's infectious. And I really, I call it a religious experience because it really is. It's exactly what people pursue with religion,
right?
In that desire to be part of something bigger than yourself, the desire to give of yourself to something bigger. And I got to touch that and feel it. And I'm going to hold on to that feeling because a lot of stuff bothered me last week. I was in pain. There were some people that bothered me. I did not even care.
Huh.
Didn't even bother me. I'm fine.
Oh, that is a catharsis. Wow.
It dropped everything. I can't even believe it.
Was that the first political convention you've been to?
First convention I've been to, okay. Yeah. So that's one heck of a one to start off with.
Boy, it sure is.
Jeez.
We had my grandpa was a delegate to the Truman Convention, and my mom was a delegate from up in Marinette to the Obama in 2012 in North Carolina. And they both have said, if you ever get a chance, go to a political convention. They are so much fun. I assume the Republican ones are fun too, but it's just a party.
It is. And it's the Super Bowl for people with politics. And you don't have to, literally everyone you bump into, you don't have to go, oh geez, should I even bring anything up here? You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, and I'll give you my quick, my quick runaround. I ran around the media area, and within 5 minutes or so, I ran into Sean Astin, you know, Samwise.
Oh yeah, Rudy.
I thanked him. He gave us an interview a week before, so I shook his hand, thanked him for it, And then a couple minutes later, I ran into Michael Cohen, you know, former lawyer for Trump, and testified against him. And I begged him for time and said, hey, come on the show and all this stuff, gave him a card. And then I ran around, I got a pastrami sandwich. And as I'm walking through, this is United Center going around the circle.
Yeah.
And I look behind me and I see that Billy Porter is following me. And I'm like, I'm blocking for you, Billy. I got you. So within 5 minutes, and then I didn't mean to, but I accidentally crap dusted him and his entire entourage. But within 5 minutes, I met all three of those people who would never have been in the same room otherwise.
That's so funny.
And it was just normal. It was cool.
But the thing is, if you're going to crop dust, a political convention is the place to do it. It's very hard to pin down exactly where that dusting is coming from. I would
imagine. A lot of hot air in the room. A lot of hot air.
Nicely done. My guest is Brian Kelly. He is the producer of the Maggie Don Show here at Civic Media every day. And you can hear him on the air as well. And he is a very accomplished actor with some great credits. You told me today, earlier, when we had a back and forth, that you played a little person. How, yes, as an actor, a guy your size, that's some serious acting. How did you pull that off?
The use of, have you ever seen Dorf?
Dorf on golf, yeah. Tim Conway, yeah, I love it.
Tim Conway, same thing.
Okay.
I basically, we had Converse and we cut them in half and then used them as like knee pads or attached them to the front of knee pads.
Okay.
And then I just ran around on my knee pads, which was funny.
Was that at the conservatory in Lincoln Park?
It was, yeah. So on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago, it's the Corn Conservatory. Okay. They have a longstanding show, Tiff and Mom. They also did a bunch of kids shows called Aunt Nancy and the Dog Tales, which, by the way, is based on Anansi tales from Africa. They translate a lot of African storytelling into children's stories, which is pretty cool. Okay. But this one was a Halloween show, and not only did they sneak my big giant butt on stage, and like a door closed and I appeared, and so the whole audience goes, oh, you know, scaring stuff. But I also got to play a little person. There was a slide I went down, like, because we were playing like in a horror show, little person in a horror show type of thing, or like a freak show type of thing. And the evil person was whipping us. And I can barely remember the plot of it because it was very convoluted. But and the plot didn't really matter. It's just these, I'm in a beanie going down a slide, and it just, it was bad, but good.
I wish also I would have seen good that. And
bad. the guy's arms are longer than he is tall.
Are you a pizza guy, Brian? Are you a pizza fan?
I am 335 pounds, absolutely.
Okay. But I don't want to make assumptions. I mean, I've been called a foot. Somebody accused me of foot shaming earlier on the show, so I'm not going to make any assumptions. We did get a text here that says, love Brian, or Brian Love, excuse me. That's Tom from New Berlin. And
love Tom.
And then Troy from Madison says, my grandfather was also a delegate for Truman in 1948. He also became his friend. How cool would that be? How cool would it be to play poker with like Truman and Churchill on a train?
That's amazing.
Hey, Conrad, do you have that Lyndon Johnson clip? Can we fire that up after a break for Brian to hear?
yeah, we
just
can.
The part we played last night. Have you ever heard the Lyndon Johnson ordering a suit clip?
No.
Okay, we're gonna do that.
I'd listen to that guy do anything. He's a living caricature, or he was.
But he's so unpresidential. You have to hear this. We'll do that for Brian next, and we'll talk about what Brian likes on pizza. And think about that, Brian. Stuffed, thin. You're a Chicago guy. You live in Wisconsin now, just like me. So I've kind of changed my tune a little bit. We'll talk to Brian about that when we come back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show. Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is your favorite pizza topping? That is our question of the night. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Great answers so far, ranging from jalapenos to pineapple to mushrooms. I say fresh garlic. Brian Kelly is here. We'll talk to him. What's going on? What's going on? Conrad, what are you doing? He's doing a trick there. We're working on a whole magic thing here, Brian. We're trying to like... Can we hear Brian? Is Brian still with us? There he is.
Prestidigitation.
All right. So before the break, I told Brian I had to let him hear this clip. We played this last night. This is Lyndon Baines Johnson, good old LBJ, ordering a suit. There's a guy on the other line. You don't hear him as well. This is just kind of a short clip, and it's you get Johnson's side of what he's looking for in, shall we say, trousers. Go ahead, Conrad.
Hello. Now, the pockets, when you sit down in the chair, the knife and your money comes out, so I needed at least another inch in the pockets. Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. They're just like riding a wire fence. These are almost, these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, around under my, back to my bunghole.
All right, then.
So I can let it out there if I need to.
That does not sound very presidential.
That sounds perfect. And I think that's exactly how Duluth Trading Company was born.
It took them a while, but they came around.
That's the day that it was conceived.
I love the knife. You know, you sit down and your knife falls out of your pocket. Like,
Now that's back when the people told everyone wore a pocket knife. A gentleman carries a pocket knife, doesn't care.
The utility knife, absolutely. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that. If Maggie wants to use that, Brian, she is absolutely welcome to the clip. You just let me know and I will make it happen.
That's going to be several clips, my man. That's going to be several clips.
So how do you like your pizza? You're, like I said, you're a Chicago guy. We're both originally from Chicago. We're transplants and making our home in lovely Wisconsin. You still go for the Chicago pizza?
Yeah, I go for all of it. And by the way, there's debate as to what is the real Chicago pizza.
True.
Because, you know, someone will argue that it's the tavern pizza that's cut in squares. And then others will argue it's a deep dish. And I argue, who cares?
Right.
Eat them.
Exactly.
With your face.
And they're both,
as much as you can.
Yeah, totally. They're both great. And they're both. Yeah. But typically when people say Chicago style, they're talking about stuffed or pan. And I'll be honest, can't.
That's also. Oh, is it too much for you?
Now it is. Yeah, I can't. I prefer like a New York style now, or even like the kind you can get in Wisconsin more often than not, rather than the stuffed, personally.
It depends on my mood. It's all about mood. It's all about context. And it's all about anticipation, too. Because if someone says pizza and then doesn't specify, and let's say you end up with, you know, microwave pizza, which can be amazing if you're anticipating microwave pizza. Right. You know, you have to anticipate the right amount of pizza and the right kind of thing first. Also, mood too, you know, budget, you're thinking ease of doing it, you know, it depends. There's so many different factors that involve pizza without even getting into toppings. I mean, there's so many different things. But if I had to, my go-to lately is pineapple.
Nice.
Onion.
Okay. Wow.
Garlic. And banana peppers.
Oh, wow. That is a taste explosion in your mouth.
And bacon.
And bacon. Okay, I was wondering when the... Yes, bacon, garlic, and the banana peppers. Like, that alone, I would stomach the pineapple. To me, the pineapple would compromise the rest of the ingredients there on that particular pizza.
It also depends on which places have the pineapple and whether they drain their pineapple after they get it out of the can, or because canned pineapple sometimes a little bit better. It's saturated. If they're getting fresh pineapple, it depends on the place too. You know,
there's
a lot of factors with that. But,
well said.
You know, like there's a place down the street from me that that does locally, local source sausage. So of course I'm going to get that.
Oh yeah.
You know, it depends on what their special ingredients are. You know.
What do you have? Do you have a favorite? So is that your favorite in Wisconsin? Give me your favorite Chicago and your favorite Wisconsin pizzeria.
Chicago, if you got cash, go down to Chicago Oven Grinder and Pizza Company.
Is that the Upside Down Pizza?
That's the Upside Down Pizza.
That's
they finally
there?
Started taking reservations.
Oh, wow.
Lincoln Avenue, right across from where the St. Valentine's Day Massacre happened.
Yeah, Clark. Okay, right.
Yeah, and you got to get the salad and get both dressings. It's fantastic. When I'm drunk late night in Chicago, if I'm near a red line, I'll stop at Chicago's Pizza because they're open till 5 or 6. Plus you can order a whole bunch of other stuff. But if I'm in the bar, I'll get Rinaldi's. Get yourself.
Oh yeah. We had Rinaldi's, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Lincoln Avenue. It was great.
And that's just plain old tavern style pizza.
Yeah.
Really good. So I got to mention this since we're talking pizza. When I was in the Dominican, right, they had a pizza with plantains and blue cheese.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Really good.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's something that you can try. And you can do that at home. My buddy made his own pizza oven during COVID. He decided to get special bricks and stuff, learned how to do it online, and made his own pizza oven.
Nice.
So the key is getting it really hot.
Yeah. What is your, okay, so what's the place in Milwaukee right down the street from you that's so good?
Tailgaters.
Okay.
Tailgaters, they just do flat style pizza, pretty simple, and they have their own local sausage.
I love that name.
Caledonia.
We have a place up in the Marinette area called Brothers 3 Pizza that's been there since we moved there in the, 1980. It's been there, and it's just great, you know, whatever they do, they have the sauce. They nailed the sauce, and that's huge because I can't do too much red sauce. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I like the fresh garlic too. So, all right. So, hey, can you stick around for a few minutes so we can talk some cult movies with you? You got a few?
I got you, man.
You're not already working on the Maggie Dunn show for tomorrow, are you?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Well, hey, only in my mind.
Maggie's got it. All right. Brian Kelly is here, the producer of The Maggie Dunn Show, and an outstanding actor. And we'll talk some acting next and some cult classics, because on this night, Bill Rabane is here in just a few minutes talking about a cult classic that he made. We'll be right back with more of Brian Kelly on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview Donald Trump being in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and much more. We'll discuss it. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.